During the coronavirus shutdown, people seem to be reading more. But how are actual bookstores doing in Pittsburgh? 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll checked in with local independent shops and has this report.
Like many of us these days, Jill Yeomans is working from home.
I'm standing in my office right now looking at, I've got all these books laid out.
Yeomans and her husband, Adlai, co-own White Whale Bookstore in Bloomfield. But she's talking from Point Breeze, 10 days after her store went dark due to the pandemic.
I think we brought about 10 boxes of books, say about maybe 25 books in each box. So, yeah, couple hundred.
Their stash includes mostly newer books, like Hilary Mantel's best-selling The Mirror and the Light, and local novelist Claire Beam's The Illness Lesson. Mailing from home is one way Yeomans is filling online orders, the only kind she can during the shutdown. And online orders have risen for White Whale, but that can't make up for the loss of in-person sales, the bread and butter of most indie shops. White Whale sells the books at every Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures event, the largest of which draw more than 1,000 patrons. Add in frequent in-store readings, and White Whale makes about half its sales at events. All that's gone, along with any kind of walk-in traffic, says Yeomans.
It's already been completely devastating for our business.
10 years ago, indie bookshops seemed near extinction in the U.S. The decade has seen a surprising resurgence. There are now about 2,500 such stores, up 50% from 2009, according to the American Booksellers Association. Pittsburgh alone has a dozen or more. But despite anecdotal evidence that quarantined Pittsburghers are reading more, booksellers, like most retailers, are anxious about cratering sales.
Let me just do some math on the paper.
Eric Ackland owns Amazing Books and Records with stores in Squirrel Hill in downtown.
I've done about a third of what I would have done otherwise.
He's laid off 4 of his 5 employees. With the shutdown extended through April, he worries about making rent. Ackland, too, is focusing on growing online sales.
I'm really working super hard at it. I guess they've gone up 50%.
Roughly half of all book sales in the U.S. already happen online, and now many stores are adding discounts and free shipping. Some of them work with Ingram Publisher Services, an international company with a warehouse in central Pennsylvania that has remained open as an essential business during the shutdown. Others use Bookshop.org, a new online store created to support indie shops in the age of Amazon. Bookshop.org lets each visitor choose a store to shop through, and that store gets a 25% commission on any sales. Other book merchants have tried novel schemes. Arlen Hess, who owns City Books on the north side, isn't set up for online sales. Instead, she's teamed with 2 other retailers on mail-order care packages. A banned books-themed candle and a special tea blend are matched with one of Hess's Blind Date with a Book selections, usually a classic, wrapped in brown paper and sold on Etsy. The care packages got off to a good start last week.
24 hours, not even 24 hours. We've sold out and had to start a second batch.
Still, patrons, and booksellers too, are missing one thing you can't get online, face-to-face interaction. As White Whale's Yeoman says,
our customer base supports us because they want to physically come into our store generally and talk to us and get recommendations from our booksellers and be able to have that in-person bookstore experience.
Christy Bodner co-owns Mystery Lovers Bookshop in Oakmont. She says the effects of social distancing seem strongest among the longtime regulars.
We've noticed some people are calling and they're placing orders, but then we'll spend another 15 or 20 minutes sometimes just talking to them on the phone because not only are we not interacting with people, but they're not either.
Yeomans says White Whale too feels the love from fans, especially when it posts on social media.
Each time we've given an update, we've seen sort of a big rush of orders come through. So that's felt really good.
But is there enough online revenue out there to let indie bookstores write their next chapter? Ackland of Amazing Books says there is only one way to be sure.
So if you want bookstores in your neighborhoods, you've really got to buy from your local bookstores.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.